Page number is 907 in the Church Bibles. And it's John chapter 21, starting at verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned back against him during the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who was bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
Can I ask everyone to keep your Bibles open? Natalie will be leading the children and George will be speaking to us. Let me pray for them. Father, I do pray for the children as they look at the same text with Natalie. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would grant them understanding. I pray for us that you would help us to be humble and willing to listen. And I pray for George and Natalie as they teach us your word. Father, allow them, Lord, to feed your sheep. Amen.
During Easter, we saw how Jesus died for his sheep, how he resurrected, and how he appeared to them. And then last week, we saw how they went out to fish, caught nothing. Jesus told them, throw the nets on the right-hand side. They did that, caught lots of fish, came back to shore, found Jesus had barbecued fish and gave them bread. Now they had breakfast. So we catch on there. Now they are now sitting around this fire. They are cozy. They have finished their breakfast. And now Jesus is talking with them. Now it is in this intimate atmosphere that Jesus peels the layers off Peter's heart, starts asking him some probing questions. And this question actually is a very important question to every believer. Every believer. And the question is, do you love me? Do you love me? Now, even though the cameras are zooming into Peter, all the disciples are there. Well, there's, I think we counted seven. They are listening to what's going on. Now, we are also witnessing what's going on, and we're going to see what Jesus is going to say to Peter, how he is going to restore him, and how he is going to give him a commission. So we look at two things: feed and follow. Firstly, feed. Feed my sheep. Now, if we look down to verse 15, It says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Now, when Jesus says, do you love me more than these? There are two options. Either he's pointing at the fish, the boat, the nets. He's pointing at this. Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than the valuable stuff? More than these things that you possess? Or do you love me more than these guys? Do you love me more than these guys? Because remember one time Peter had said, if everyone falls away, I will not. He'd said that. Okay. And that's the verse up there. It says, even if they all fall away, I will never fall away. Even if I must die, I will not disown you. Bold words from Peter. Bold words. Yet Jesus asks him, do you love me more than these? And Peter says, yes. Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Well, this is the Simon Peter who swore. He swore and said, even if everyone falls away, I will not. Even if I have to die, I will still not disown you. And yet, on the same night, he disowned Jesus three times. He said, I don't know this man. I don't know this man. I don't know this man. That sounds just like me, you know. Yes, I promise, Jesus, I will love you. Jesus, I will follow you. And then, do I keep my promise? No, not much. I say, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Do I keep my promise? Not much. So I identify with Peter. I know what he's going through. Yet Jesus asked him for a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Now, I don't know how it works here, but where I come from, if your mom calls you with all your names, you're in big trouble. George Francis Ouma Woduwaore, where have you been? The minute I hear that, I start looking up myself. First of all, I look at the time, you know. Is it past the curfew? What's going on? Or is it what I'm wearing? How do I look? What's going on? How do I smell? Something is not right if my mom calls me with all my names. This guy was not called Peter. Jesus gave him the name of Peter. Jesus gave him that name. And then Jesus is calling him Simon Bar Jonah. In other words, Simon, son of John. Do you love me? You feel it for Peter, don't you? Peter, check your heart. Ooh, check your heart. And he says, oh, yes, you know I love you. Look at verse 17. He said to him the third time, this thing is not going away. Jesus is peeling the layers off Peter's heart. Jesus is drilling and drilling and drilling. Do you love me? Peter is hurt. He's hurting. How can you ask me three times? But we remember he denied Jesus three times, didn't he? Yes, he did. So Peter appeals to Jesus' knowledge of the hearts of men, and he says, you know everything. You know everything. You know that I love you. In other words, Jesus, I have messed up. You know I have. But you know my heart. You know that I love you. Again, we can identify with that. We have messed up. We have messed up. We ask Jesus, Jesus, you know my heart. I know I messed up. I know I did wrong. I know I promised and broke the promise. But you know my heart. Please look at my heart. You know my heart. I love you. So Jesus, does Jesus cast him out and says, Peter, you messed up. That's it. Out. You messed up. You're no longer plan A. You are in the B. B team. Team B. Peter. Yeah, you're on probation. 6 months later, okay? Yeah, catch you after 6 months. Let's see if you can keep your promises. No, no. Jesus says, feed my sheep. In other words, you're in. You're restored. You are restored. Feed my sheep. Tend my lambs. Feed my lambs. With all the mess ups, with all the shortcomings of Peter, Jesus says, you are restored. And Jesus put him in charge of his flock. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Now that Peter has been taught, Peter is now being taught by Jesus. I have served you. You are now ready to serve. Praise God. And Jesus is saying, these are my sheep. Feed my sheep. These are my lambs. Tend my lambs. These are mine. You feed them. You feed them. And how is he going to feed them? By following Jesus. By following Jesus. So for Peter, feeding the sheep will mean following Jesus even to the point of death. Even to the point of death. So look at verse 18. Look at verse 18. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself, you used to walk whatever, wherever you want, but when you're old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. In verse 19, this he said to show by what kind of death he was going to glorify God. And after saying this, he said, follow me. Peter, they will take you where you don't want to go. They will take you where you will be whipped. They will take you where you will be jailed. They will take you where your hands will be stretched. You will be crucified for me. Jesus is telling Peter how he is going to live and how he is going to die. Now, before crucifixion, Peter was a confident man. He bragged. He said, I will lay down my life for you. I will lay down my life for you. But Jesus is the one who laid down his life for Peter. And now, Peter is being asked to do exactly that. You said you lay down your life for me. Now you lay down your life for my sake. The risen Christ. Now go out and feed my sheep and lay down your life for the sake of the gospel. Lay down your life for the sake of the gospel. Now do it. Now you have been served. Now you're ready to serve. And that's the type of discipleship Jesus is calling us to. That's what he's calling us to. Follow, feed. If it comes to it, lay down your life. Then Jesus talked about this in John chapter 12, verse 25 to 26. I will read it. It's on the screen. Whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. What a wonderful. It is a scary invitation, but it's wonderful that we have such a God with us, such a shepherd with us. Let me take a minute just to invite anyone who has never responded to Jesus, never said, I will follow you. Take this opportunity today to respond and say, I will follow you. I am ready to begin my journey with you. You are my good shepherd. I will follow you. Begin that journey today. If you have been following Jesus, he says, follow me. If it means going to knock on doors to feed his sheep, follow me. If it means talking to your neighbor, follow me. If it means serving in the church, follow me. If it means feeding the hungry, follow me. If it means laying down your life, follow me. Now, verse 20, Peter turned around. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. And when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, Lord, what about this man? And Jesus said to him, if it is my will that he remains until I come, what is it to you? You follow me. That's a very Christ-like way of saying, mind your business, mate. Mind your business. The competitive Peter, we saw him last week, didn't we? Yeah, we saw him last week. Yeah, Jesus is saying, cast your net on the other side. And John says, it's the Lord. And Peter says, it's the Lord. Yeah, he's out swimming. He's the first one out there. Yeah, all the time, competitive. And Jesus is saying, it is not about competition. Yes, you know how you're going to die, yes. But it's not about competition. Peter says, I know how I'm going to die, yes. I know I'm going to be crucified, yes. What about this guy? What about him? Jesus says, yeah, what about him? What? If I want him to live, he will live. If I want him to die, he will die. What's that to you? You follow me. You be my disciple. You do your bit. Do your bit. That's what it's about. Of course, then the rumor starts. Oh, John is going to live until Jesus comes back. He's not going to die until Jesus comes back. And John, he wants to set the record straight. He says, no. He just said, what is it to you if I let him live until I come back? He didn't say that I'm going to live until he comes back. Discipleship is not about comparing ourselves to the other. It's not about looking at Barry and saying, oh, Barry is so far ahead of me. Yeah, Phil is so far ahead of me. No. You do your bit. You do your bit. Go and knock on your neighbor's door. Yeah? Share the gospel at your place of work. Preach to your relatives. Yeah? Everyone belongs to God. These are God's people. These are God's sheep. Your job is to do your bit. Praise the Lord. We get distracted, just the way Kenny was saying. You know, we get distracted. Get distracted, turning around. You follow me, is following Jesus. Get distracted, turning around. You're like, wait, what about this guy? What about this one? What about this one? You know, Jesus is saying, follow me. You follow me. That's what it's about. And every single disciple of Jesus is asked to do that, including you, including me. We are called to feed the sheep in our different way. For Peter, it was going all the way to be crucified. For John, it was to write the works of Jesus, to write the words of Jesus. That is how he fed the sheep. God has given each one of us a gift. Each one of us. Are we going to use it? Are we going to use it? Are we going to feed the sheep? So what does this mean for us today? Now, since the priority of Jesus is that everyone gets to know him, the priority of Jesus is that we feed his sheep, then our priority should be, number one, to feed on the teaching. Because as John says, we can rely on the teachings of the apostles. We saw how Peter was reinstated in public, in front of all the disciples. He was reinstated, and Jesus said, listen, look at the guy, he's messed up, no problem. Go and feed my sheep. Take the gospel ahead. So we can rely on what the teachings of the apostles. We can rely on what they wrote. So we can feed on the teachings ourselves. And number two, we can feed his people on the teaching. So we are fed by Jesus, and we go out and feed others. Now in this church, we go out evangelizing, knocking on doors. We always pray for God to go ahead of us and soften the hearts of our neighbors, so that every single person can get to know this Jesus. Every single person can follow him. Every single person can benefit from having such a great and mighty king, such a wonderful king, such a good shepherd who will lay down his life for his sheep. Jesus wants that for the world. And if you look at Acts, you see Jesus continuing the work through his Holy Spirit. He's continuing the work. He's continuing the work. And from these 12, there's how many Christians now? 4 billion? Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. You follow me. Now, if it means rejection, so be it. If it means losing my job, so be it. If it means losing my friends, so be it. If it means coming out of my comfort zone to talk about Jesus to someone who is hostile, so be it. If it means being ridiculed, being made fun of, being isolated, so be it. And if it means death, so be it. The big question is, are you willing to feed his flock at any cost? Are you in or are you out? I know I'm struggling because I give him a lot of promises. Especially when I'm in trouble, I give God a lot of promises. But I know I'm not faithful. I know I don't love him as I should. I know my love is falling short. I know I need him to help me love him. I need him to fill me with his Holy Spirit so I can follow him even when it gets tough, even when it gets rough, even when I feel I don't have the strength. May the Lord help us. to follow him, to feed his sheep, to be in it till the end, until he comes back and says, well done, good and faithful servant. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you know everything. You know our struggles with loving you. You know our struggles with serving your people. You know us. You know our hearts. Help us to love you genuinely, deeply. Help us to follow your lead. Help us to be faithful to your calling. Help us to follow you. Help us to feed your sheep, whatever the cost. Help us to live lives that will bring you glory. And if it comes to it, help us to die a death that will bring glory to the Father. Lord, help us to be all in, that our lives and our death will bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.